This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. World Food Program Chief Cindy McCain warns that it will be difficult to feed the world if Russia does not renew the Ukraine grain deal due to expire May 18th. We get more details from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Ukraine is a major global exporter of grain. The export agreement, brokered by the UN and Turkey last July, has allowed Ukraine to transport millions of tons of food despite the ongoing conflict. McCain's comments came during an interview on the BBC Sunday.
Yes, they must renew the deal. We can't possibly be able to feed the region, let alone the world, unless they do.
Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Powerful cyclone Moka makes landfall in Myanmar, tearing off rooftops and killing at least three. VOA's Joe Ramsey tells us more.
Thousands of people hunkered down in monasteries, pagodas, and schools seeking shelter from a powerful cyclone that slammed into the coast of Myanmar. Cyclone Moka made landfall Sunday afternoon in Myanmar's Rakhine State near Sitwe Township with winds of up to 209 kilometers per hour. Local media reported that streets were flooded, trapping people in low-lying areas in their homes. The storm mostly missed Bangladesh despite earlier fears. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is locked in a tight election race with a make-or-break runoff against his chief challenger possible as the final votes are counted. With the votes of Turkish citizens living abroad still needing to be counted early Monday, support for the incumbent had dipped below the majority required for him to win the re-election outright. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz welcomed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to Berlin a day after announcing a nearly $3 billion arms package in support of Ukraine's battle against Russia. More from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
At a joint news conference in Berlin, Scholz said Germany would support Ukraine as long as necessary.
Wir sehen all die schrecklichen Berichte und deswegen ist klar.
Those responsible for this terrible war of aggression must be held accountable. No state in the world may invade another country. No one may murder, plunder, or kidnap children.
Scholz and Zelensky flew from the German Chancellery on their way to Aachen. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Meanwhile, France has pledged more military aid as Ukraine Zelensky makes a surprise visit to the President Emmanuel Macron there. U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas told ABC's this week that the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol has seen an almost 50% drop in migrants encountered at the southern border in the past few days. That's compared to numbers seen right before the pandemic-era policy, known as Title 42, came to an end last Thursday. More from VOA's Veronica Bedell.
Mayorkas emphasized that the expansion of lawful pathways under President Joe Biden is unprecedented. He also rejected claims there's a ban on asylum seekers.
What our rule provides is that an individual must access those lawful pathways that we have made available to them. If they have not, then they must have sought relief in one of the countries through which they have traveled and been denied. And if they haven't done either, it's not a ban on asylum, but they have a higher threshold of proof that they have to meet.
Whether the new policies will discourage illegal entries into the United States is something that Republican Representative Michael McCaul told ABC he's skeptical about.
That's VOA's Veronica Bedeiros Iglesias reporting. China has sentenced a 78-year-old United States citizen to life in prison on spying charges. John Xingwang Lung holds a permanent residency in Hong Kong and had been detained on April 15th of 2021 by the counterintelligence agency. The city's intermediate court announced Lung's sentencing in a brief statement Monday on its social media site but gave no details of the charges. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.